The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. Okay, so we have questions and hopefully we have answers too, Connor, right? Let's go to the mailbag.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so why do technology stocks tend to perform the best, as you have mentioned on media that I was looking at?
Well, you know, technology is where innovation is. It's where investment goes. Technology, think about technology in our life, right, Connor? I mean, we can't live without it. I mean, if I lost my iPhone, I know you can go and back up and so forth. I think I lose it. I'm like, what? Yep. You know, it's like such a utility in our life. So not only for individuals, you think about Google searches all day long, using Amazon on your iPhone. The list goes on and on and on, using Microsoft products, you know, the Teams and Xbox and all these type of things that are out there. And that's where the growth is. I mean, I think about in contrast of industries that are not in growth. I don't think auto's in growth, airlines, retailers, there's some godforsaken industries that it's very difficult. And here there's been this huge wave. And I want you to answer this too, and I'll come back to it. But there's this huge wave of opportunity, of excitement that we haven't seen since the mid-1990s when personal computers became a thing, and that is artificial intelligence, or AI. And if you can't really understand it, just understand that it's replacing the old mainframe systems of companies and so forth. There's a lot of use for it, a lot more power in these chips, and can really reduce companies' expenses and sometimes help out the top line. So if you have any solution that helps companies reduce their expenses, or you have a solution that helps them increase their revenue, in this case, AI usually does both, you got yourself a winner. So what do you think, thoughts on this, Connor? Because we can spend the entire segment about technology, because that's all I talk about on national TV. And when I get quoted and contribute to a lot of these stories about NVIDIA and Microsoft and all these companies, I just can't say enough about them.
Yeah, I guess a big thing is just the ability to have wider margin, profit margins, like technology companies generally do. A good example of a company that, not to say they're not successful, because they certainly are, is Amazon, though. And it is a part of their core business, the retail side and delivering stuff to our doors, lovely as they do. Right. But the margins are extremely thin to do that because of the large overhead cost, the drivers, the cars, prices, the drivers, shipping, all that they incur a lot of costs on that. And that's a great example of, it is a successful company and it's just hard to pull off at times. And certain companies have not been able to keep up, like a Macy's or JCPenney, they've been shutting down. Just the overhead costs are really high, but a technology company just usually may not have as high overhead costs generally.
Yeah, a lot of these companies basically build code, right? They have some type of software, whatever it is. And then when they add new users on it, it's all accretive to earnings. Unlike, when you add on customers to some of these, let's say older platforms, there's a lot of cost in starting up a new customer and so forth, and it gets absorbed by these companies. I also think of like companies like Microsoft. And by the way, when we talk about companies, we're not recommending buy or sell. This is the conversation that Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, you're joining in our conversation, a little coffee, a little cappuccino, you got tea there, I think. But it's important because the only way to really share of how this is working, AI and technology, is give by example. At least I feel that's the best way of doing this 35 years for people to understand. So you think about Microsoft, they have all these verticals. Another fancy name saying they have all these different businesses, right? They're in the cloud. You think about either number one or number two in the cloud with Amazon. Xbox or gaming, that's a pretty big part. Windows, right? That's a huge. And then Teams and goes on and on and on. Oh, and by the way, we're adding on artificial intelligence for these billion users that they can use in their business and practice and individuals and so forth. So, you know, this is not a one trick pony. We're not recommending any company for that matter, but certainly we would not be recommending a company that only does AI only. I love that the idea that these companies, a whole bunch of these technology companies already have billions, plural, of customers, and now they're adding a new service which is accretive to earnings. And that, again, this hasn't happened. This type of excitement hasn't happened in a very long time. And I think a lot of our listeners are missing the boat on this because they've done this eeny, meeny, miny, mo at work, which is, large cap growth, international, small cap, value. You hit like 19 boxes and not hitting the right box, which is this large cap technology. In fact, actually, when you hit the box for international, I will rant on that for a second, but basically half of international funds are in Chinese stocks. China's stock market's back to 2008, 2009. So if you wonder why you're not making money in international funds, that's the reason why. It actually pays the contra rate. Some best investors in the world, they don't pick 19 different funds or 19 different sub-accounts. They actually focus on one or two, and that's how they behave pretty well. I mean, again, kind of your thoughts on that as well. Again, it's a little bit different from the technology question, but being concentrated versus being all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, makes all the difference. Is some of the greatest investors of all time, someone who we know personally, and I won't name names. He owns a couple stocks. That's it. And they've done extremely well. And then it just goes, you know, and the concentration.
Like extremely well. Yeah. Like life changing
like
stuff.
Beyond. A concentration is greater than diversification when it's working. That's the big prong of that statement, though. You got it. If you are in the right spots, of course, you don't be, concentrating on something that's not working. But yeah, as far as China, oh man. Yeah. Your stock market's back to 2009 levels. And the average.
And fishy accounting, and we don't really like these people. I mean, again, we love the people, just not the leaders. Anyway, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. Thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next called Shine On. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale's show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, We put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. That's it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. So before we get to your mailbag, other questions, Connor, let's kind of follow through a little bit about technology and why it works. And actually, this last couple of weeks has really shined a light. This is not just a concept like, oh, down the road, 9 years down the road, we'll be having flying saucers and we'll have this AI thing. It is happening so fast as we speak with real numbers. I think about Mark Zuckerberg, principal owner, founder of Facebook, it's now called Meta. About a week or two ago, he was mentioning that their company is going to spend $9 billion in a single year on all this technology. It works out to like 300,000 units of chips. I mean, that's staggering. This is not, like I said, and then we had this past week, IBM. Again, a lot of our loyal listeners have had IBM shares for a long time, watching paint dry for a long time too, watching it move 30 seconds or 30 cents a day and not much happening. But, you know, in Armonk, New York, and so many people in Hudson Valley over the years, their parents may have had IBM and then inherited IBM. You hear it all the time. The stock hasn't done anything. Well, it shot up like 18 points this week on news that their AI division, known as Watson, by the way, Watson was competing on Jeopardy at one point, but they're really the pioneers of AI if you think about it. No one really talks about that. Anyway, again, we're not recommending buy or sell IBM, but a great example of AI, artificial intelligence, is helping out these companies' revenue stream by adding a whole new revenue stream.
Yeah, that's what I'll comment on too, when people start to talk about a bubble. Yes, it's frothy, maybe, in certain companies. You have to pick out which ones are not, but the difference between 1999 and now is those companies had zero revenue to speak of or any chance at it. A lot of the dot-com.
Right, it was like dot-com. Exactly. You had eyeballs. Oh, we had all these eyeballs looking at it, but that's not revenue.
Right. But a lot of the companies now that are involved in AI have like real earnings, real revenue, paying dividends, so on and so forth. So that's what's a lot different about that actual bubble. And this may not actually be a bubble, just a nice trend. Ken, eventually things do turn into very extended, frothy, like I said. Maybe like late 2021 when we have like Bitcoin and SPACs and this a lot of crazy stuff
NFTs
going on.
NFTs and made up stuff. Yeah, it was kind of
crazy. If you start hearing about pictures that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of worth, like the NFTs, then maybe that's when you start playing defense again.
Right. And for a lot of people too, I hear all the time, do you think I missed it? Again, now, according to NVIDIA, is at the center, the epicenter of this AI. In fact, they were right there. He was in the open architect starting this, the CEO. He said we're in a second or third inning, and that means a lot. That means I don't think our listeners have missed it. Again, you have to do your own homework. We're not recommending individual stocks. These are concepts, blah, blah, blah. But if we're in a second or third inning, like we were, like, let's say 1995, 1996, that's a pretty good runway. Look, I don't want to be around for the ninth inning or extra innings, but the second or third inning, so to speak, of this movement of AI and companies capitalizing on it and capital expenditures, you know, by other companies. Pretty interesting. But yeah, let's tackle some other questions because we could literally spend the whole day talking about this huge renaissance, a total disruptor that we haven't seen in a very long time.
Okay. Sure. So moving on, the next question is, have we seen peak interest rates for a long time to come?
Sure, a long time to come. But look, last time they raised rates was July, and there's been talk about keeping rates higher for longer. Then the bond market got it right. The Fed capitulated, which all means no, they're not going to raise rates and be, you know, kind of aggressive here. They're either going to keep rates the same, interest rates the same, or lower rates. And by the way, what does that mean? People are like, right. But there's a seesaw effect with interest rates. That is, in 2020, the pandemic, when they pushed rates to nearly zero, you say to yourself, gee, I'm not going to get any money at the bank. I might as well buy some stock, okay? And then fast forward, let's say rates went to 6% or 7% or 8%. You say to yourself, gee, if I can get, and by the way, there's no such thing as a guaranteed 8% return, but just hypothetically, let's say it was 8% guaranteed return, how much money would you want to have in the stock market? So that's kind of when you hear kind of interest rates and markets and some, you know, remember, our goal here is to simplify the complex financial world so you can understand and take action. So to understand that rates are going to stay the same or come down is very supportive of the economy. It looks more like a soft landing than a hard landing a year ago they were talking about. But in addition to that, that should be less competition to stocks if interest rates go down. And what are your thoughts on interest rates, peak interest rates, as the question shows?
Yeah, I guess back to the main question is peak interest rates. So probably for some years to come, I would say. As long as you have low inflation and the economy doesn't go into some extreme expansion. It's basically, that's almost what they're fighting, because the economy is expanding so much, and that was fueling inflation. And it's almost like an oxymoron to try to slow down the economy, but that was the only way they could slow down inflation. So they were able to kind of, you know, I guess what's the right way to put it, thread the needle. But yes, and honestly, the last time interest rates were as high as 5, we're in that 2008, 2009 era.
Right. So, it's been a long time ago. And again,
now,
for a lot
of investors, looks like we, for some time to come, we probably have seen peak interest rates.
Let's hope. I would hate to see interest rates go back up again, because that means that monkey on the back is more inflation. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the health and happiness shows right after our show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, you got it. Right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey Show. We go through a whole bunch of detail on what to plan ahead for the markets. And around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home, yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. So before we go to our next question, let's just tackle a little bit more about interest rates right before the break. And, you know, Connie, you're kind of on a roll there, kind of basically saying, like, you know, we have interest rates and inflation kind of going the same direction, and that is lower, which is overall positive, helps support the economy. We went through a time where, geez, you know, just about a year and a half ago, inflation year over year was running at 9.7%. And I know a lot of investors say to me and savers, geez, I wish we have, you know, double digit you know, returns like in CDs. When I used to go, and my mom and dad used to go and get 10-12%, and I say, bite your tongue. And they're like, what? I say, yeah, bite your tongue, because 12% at the bank usually means you have 14-15% inflation. So I know those sound like the good old days, but remember, it was also a company with high inflation. But I'm sure, Connor, you have some thoughts too about, you know, this cycle, whether we've peaked, and how do you know whether we peaked, and also how inflation weaves in along with interest rates.
Yeah, no, inflation is a huge, one of the main drivers of what, you know, the economy is capable of or not capable of. High inflation definitely hurt everyone's pockets. The Federal Reserve is definitely aware of that. You know, companies have to keep raising prices. It's a terrible cycle, basically, the pass the hot potato. So when you finally get inflation coming down, in a massive downtrend, which is what has gone on here, things look like they are on the up and up for sure. And the market obviously took note of that. So that is, it's all been pretty positive. You'll find pockets of issues, of course, but in general, in large terms, you know, things are looking pretty good.
Right. And I know. And I think that's one of those things. Like, there's always an imbalance, you know, with gas prices, oil prices, inflation. You know, there's never a perfect balance, so to speak. You're always like kind of tipping one side to the other side. We hope to think that the inflation we saw was ephemeral, which means short lived. And it was around the idea of, you know, supply chain disruptions. And now even company by company, not necessarily the government, but company by company said, you know what, let's not get caught in that again. Let's not just produce out of China, let's go to Cambodia, let's go to Vietnam, let's go to other places, build plant and equipment so we're not held hostage by China, you know, with the, during the, you know, they had draconian lockdowns and craziness during the pandemic. And they're certainly not our friend, particularly not our friend of technology. They rifle and steal our things. But guess what? Corporate America, very smart boardrooms. We're able to maneuver quite a bit. And hopefully we don't have that again, because we're not going to just rely on China. We're going to rely on other countries throughout the world. All right, let's tackle another question there, Connor.
Yeah, and this one piggybacks off the interest rate stuff too. So is it time to lock in a CD and fixed rates?
Interesting. I'm going to let you tackle that one first. By the way, when you get these questions, Connor compiles them throughout the week. He gets it from our staff, existing clients, prospective clients, but I'm hearing for the first time, and these are my kind of knee-jerk
reactions. Right.
But I'm going to let you kind of tackle CDs, and I'll have my kind of two cents as well.
I would say for excess cash savings to get some yield, sure. It's, it certainly depends on your personal situation massively. It's hard to answer that broad of a question, basically, though. But yeah, I think it could be near that time. But what was very funny to us was basically once the market was at a really tough point in early November, late October, everyone was extremely happy with their CD rates at that point.
Right.
And all of a sudden, then the market went up, then NASDAQ went up like 20% like a month. So, you know, you got to be careful of, I guess you have to look into all different asset allocations.
Right. And it depends on your risk tolerance and so forth. You're like, one good thing is the Federal Reserve telegraphs their next move. So for a long time, I think that was 11 rate hikes, Connor, 12 rate hikes they
12.
Had. They would say, hey, our next meeting probably raise again. Probably, you know, so they told you. On the flip side, when they start cutting rates, so right now if you're in a money market or savings and you're, I'd say 5% or more. Again, if you get 1%, you're not in the right savings account.
Right, right.
Top round, but 5% or more, you don't necessarily need to buy a CD. But when the Federal Reserve says, hey, it looks like this meeting or the next meeting, we're going to start cutting rates, that's your cue then to consider, you know, locking in 6 months, a year, 2 years, depending on your situation, of course, locking in once you kind of get the telegraphed idea from Fed Chair Powell. Because again, they're very transparent, right, wrong, or different. They don't always make the right moves, but they have shared with all the world, this is probably what we're going to do our next meeting. So it gives you time at home. So if you're in a decent rate money market right now, 5% or more, I would consider it decent. You can stay put. But again, be mindful that at some point when they start cutting rates, those money market rates will start coming down, and then you look to lock in. We have time for one more question, looks like, or at least a quick answer to a quick question, perhaps.
Yeah, this is a very broad question, but why has the market gone up so much?
I'll let you tackle that.
I guess just in synopsis is really has to do with interest rates. Like we've just been talking about this entire time. And low inflation and forward earnings and forward sales. And obviously the AI innovations and the growth of companies involved with that too. And what's nice is actually at this point, looks like the high tide has lifted most/all boats, and it technology shares are leading, but you know, other sectors are doing well too and participating in the rally. You know, it just goes in peaks and troughs.
You definitely go in cycles. October is always a spooky month. It lived up to its billing, the worst month of the year. At that time, the Federal Reserve said we're going to keep rates higher for longer, and then now said, hey, we're probably going to cut rates. And that's when the market went risk on, so to speak. That's where some money came off the sideline, or a lot of money came off the sideline, started chasing stocks into the year end, and here we are. Well, it's always great. It goes by too fast, Connor. One of my favorite parts of the week right here with you. But until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.